The Kraft Foods Company brings you The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Carol. I'm glad you called. You'll have to count me out tonight, Angel. I'm all jammed up. The hypochondriac I know is having trouble sleeping, and someone prescribed a little lead pill. Unless I stop him, he may take it right between the eyes.
This is Ed Herlihy, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, transcribed today. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the hypocritical hypo.
Miracle Whip
has a flavor so pleasing.
Miracle Whip
tastes so lively, so teasing.
Miracle Whip,
only one of its kind.
Miracle Whip,
best salad dressing you'll find.
Miracle Whip tastes really good. Not too sharp, not too mild, but just exactly right. And Miracle Whip tastes different, too. Different from any other salad dressing. Try it yourself. See why it's America's favorite salad dressing. The one and only Miracle Whip. And now, the case of the hypocritical hypo. It's Wednesday evening in New York, and the rain is coming down in the proverbial buckets. From a window in a little Brooklyn hideout, a gentleman named Fred DeSantis watches anxiously. Then finally, a car draws up to the curb. A few minutes later, there's a knock at the door, and Mr. DeSantis almost knocks over a lamp in his eagerness to answer.
Hello, Fred.
You alone, Danny?
What else?
Where's Margie?
She wouldn't come.
What do you mean she wouldn't come?
Give a fellow a chance to take his coat off, would you?
I asked you something, Danny.
Honest, DeSantis, have a little consideration. I could catch pneumonia this way. Any doctor will
Where's
tell you...
Where's Margie?
I told you she didn't come with me.
Why not?
She said, how did she know it wasn't a trap? There was no way of checking. You ain't got a phone here.
Told her you were working for me.
Sure, but you wouldn't believe me.
What does she want me to do? Call for the money myself?
That's what she said.
Well, you go right back to her.
Won't do any good, Fred. I practically got on my knees to the girl. All she said was, if DeSantis wants his dough, let him come and get it.
How far does she think I'd get with Larry Sloan looking for me?
I told her that, too, but she wouldn't listen. Look, I got an idea. How would it be if you gave me a note?
If I gave you a note?
Yeah, to Margie. You can tell her if she don't want to come over here herself, she can turn the money over to me.
She can what?
I mean to bring to you.
Hey, you nuts.
Well, what's the matter?
You think I'd trust you with 65 grand?
Oh, now that hurts, Fred. All I'm trying to do is be helpful. You can't say I haven't proved it.
What are you trying to give me?
Who else would go out on a night like this? I'm liable to catch my death of cold.
Don't make me laugh.
Yeah, well, I'm very susceptible. Well, if that's the way you feel...
Oh, wait a minute, Danny.
Yeah?
Swear in your kid's life?
I swear by my kid. Now you satisfied?
No, but I can't help myself. Get me a pen and some paper.
Say, buddy.
Me?
Yeah. I wonder if you could help me out.
Now, look, mister, I'm in a hurry. You don't mind.
Relax, kid. Someone would think I was going to brace you for a touch. You live in that house?
Why?
Because if you do, you must be Danny Graham.
Well, what if I am?
Well, my name is Cy Nichols.
Now, look, Mr. Nichols, I'm not a well man.
You'd never guess it to look at you.
Well, appearances can be deceiving, you know. So if you'll excuse me.
Ah, take it easy, Danny. A friend of mine wants to talk to you.
Your friend's name wouldn't be Larry Sloan, would it?
Now, what made you say that?
I wasn't born yesterday. And if Mr. Sloan wants me...
That he does, Danny. When Larry Sloan wants something bad enough, you're gonna get it. Oh.
Yes?
I wonder if I have the right place.
Well, that all depends. What place are you looking for?
Are you Mike Waring?
Mm-hmm.
I mean the private detective they call a Falcon.
That's right.
Oh, well, my name is Pearl Graham.
Won't you come in?
Thanks.
Let me take your coat.
No, I can't stay long. I left my baby with a neighbor.
Well, what can I do for you, Mrs. Graham?
I don't know if you can do anything. My husband's disappeared.
Your husband?
His name is Danny. He hasn't been home since last night.
Did you report it to the police?
Yeah, but they told me not to worry.
Well, you don't seem to have much luck following that prescription.
It's going out of my mind, Mr. Waring. Danny never did anything like this before.
What does your husband do?
Well, that's hard to say. Right now, he's working for Mr. DeSantis.
What DeSantis would that be?
I don't know his first name.
Well, what kind of work does Danny do for him?
I don't know exactly.
When you come right down to it, you don't seem to know very much about anything.
Well, Danny believes that a wife shouldn't interfere in her husband's business. He thinks her place is in the home.
A fellow named Hitler had the same idea.
What?
Nothing. Well, I'll do what I can, Mrs. Graham. Well, I've got a hunch if your husband doesn't show up, you'll be way ahead of the game.
You must really enjoy your work, Si. You realize Graham's been out for almost 24 hours? What'd you hit him with, anyway?
Well, you know how it is, Sloan.
No, I don't know. That's why...
Now, who dat?
I can't imagine.
Think it'd be Fred?
No, DeSantis wouldn't have missed him yet. Keep an eye on him, I'll get him. All right, hold your horses, will you?
Hello, Larry.
What are you doing here, Hazel?
I surprised you, didn't I?
You certainly did. What's the matter with Los Angeles?
Nothing.
So why didn't you stay there?
I got lonesome for you.
You got lonesome for me. I got a good mind to knock your teeth out.
Will you listen to him? I traveled 3,000 miles to see him and I... Hey, what was that?
None of your business.
Well, who's that fellow
Look,
on the bench?
Hazel, if you don't get out of
hey,
here...
Hey, that's Danny Graham, ain't it?
How did you know that?
What's the matter with you, Larry? You know I used to work here in New York. It was in, let me think,
Do it outside.
You mean you don't want me here?
How'd you ever figure that out?
Well, when a man says
hey,
to me...
I'll be right with you, Sime.
Hey, who's he?
Nobody you should know. Now, beat it.
Well, at least give me a chance to use the...
I told you something, Hazel, didn't I?
Okay, Larry. You'll see if you won't be sorry.
Go on, get lost.
Not bad, if you like him stupid.
You're running off at the mouth, Si.
No offense intended.
Get him up.
All right. Come on, Danny. Come on, rise and shine.
Let me alone.
Get up, boy. This is reveille.
Huh? Hello, Graham.
Oh, you're Larry Sloan.
That's right. I'm awfully sorry about this.
You should be. You know, he could have fractured my skull. Where's the mirror?
Sit down.
Lay off him, Si. Listen, Danny... I want to talk to you.
You're not kidding me, Sloan. I know what you're going to say. You'd like to know where Fred DeSantis is hiding out.
But you're not going to tell me, huh?
I swore on my child's life.
So what?
So on top of that, this...
Careful.
I'll be lucky if I don't have a concussion. Do you know that the skull is the tenderest part of...
Oh, shut up.
Well, if you think I'm going to tell you where DeSantis is just like that, you're wrong.
Am I?
Yeah. It's going to cost you a grand.
What?
And it's worth a lot more. I know why you're after him.
Do you?
Well, I can draw my own conclusions. He had a roll on him big enough to choke a horse.
How much was in it?
I didn't stop to count it, but I figured it'd be worth $1,000.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Danny. I'll give you $100 now and the balance after I see DeSantis.
Well, I really shouldn't, but okay.
Mm-hmm. 20, 40, 50, and 50 makes 100.
He's in Brooklyn.
Where in Brooklyn?
Got a furnished room at 1440 Kelvin.
If you're lying to me, Graham...
I swear by my... It's the truth, Mr. Sloan. Can I go now?
Yeah.
You won't say anything to this man.
I won't say anything to him.
Well, lots of luck.
Oh, thanks.
You know, he could be tossing you a curve.
Yes, I thought of that.
And supposing he tips off DeSantis.
Would you believe it, Si? I thought of that, too. Get your coat. I feel like a little ride.
Where could she have put that hot water bottle? If I told her once, I told her 1,000
times.
Who'd you expect, Pearl?
Where have you been? I was going out of my mind.
Well, you didn't have far to travel.
I even hired a private detective to find you.
You what?
Yeah, Mike Waring.
What'd you do that for?
I told you, I was worried sick.
Well, you call him and tell him the wandering boy has returned. Is that all the shirts I've got?
No, there's some in the bottom drawer. You going off again?
Yeah, I got to run over to Philly for Mr. DeSantis.
How long will you be gone?
Just overnight.
Well, what do you need all those shirts for?
I'm going to change every 5 minutes. Any more questions?
You're going away with that girl.
What girl?
Hazel.
Hazel?
Hazel Fulton.
What, are you crazy? I don't know anybody, but... She called me?
Yes.
Well, what do you know? I haven't heard from her in years. I thought she was in Los Angeles.
You're not fooling me. You're planning to run away with her.
I wasn't planning on a parole, but it's not a bad idea.
What about me and the baby?
Let your father support you. He's got apartment houses.
I'm not going to let you go, Danny.
Don't be a dope.
I mean it.
Are you going to get out of my way?
I'm warning you. You walk out of that door. Danny! Danny!
Mike, long time no see.
Yeah, it feels like a week.
What do you have?
Well, I don't know. What do you suggest?
I wish you'd ask me that sometime.
Oh, hiya, Sergeant.
Dear, what are you doing here?
Well, I had something to tell you, but it kind of slipped my mind.
Well, that's a great help. Speaking of great helps, Mike, that reminds me. Did you ever try a fresh, crisp, chopped lettuce salad to cool off with?
Oh, yes, indeed. These are my salad days, you know.
Oh, you mean you're green and fresh and all mixed up?
Why, Sergeant, you surprise me. That's tough to top.
Mm-mm. Not if you top it with Miracle Whip.
Oh, that's pretty good, Eddie. Can you beat that one, Sergeant?
No. After all, it's Eddie's favorite subject.
That's right, because Miracle Whip's my favorite dressing.
And on you, it looks good.
On salads, it tastes good, Mike. Because it's a doggone delicious salad dressing, that's why. The best you ever tasted.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes it so wonderful? It's swell, peppy flavor. Mind you, not too sharp, but just right. And is there any other dressing like Miracle Whip? No. Because Miracle Whip is made differently, so it has a distinctive flavor. And is it mighty good tasting?
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, it is. So, Mike, shall I bring on the salad now?
You mean with no questions asked?
Well, just this one. Do you know what folks call Miracle Whip?
Oh, let me see. Miracle Whip?
No, yes. I mean, millions of folks call Miracle Whip their favorite salad dressing. It's the one and only.
Well, gee, Miracle Whip is just like my girl.
How's that?
Well, I call her my one and only.
Yeah?
Yeah, and so do millions of other guys.
Oh.
Hey, now I remember what I had to tell you.
I'll get that salad for you.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. Yeah, we picked up a client of yours today, Mike.
Client of mine?
Lady named Pearl Graham.
How did you know I was working for her?
Well, didn't she hire you to find her husband?
Yeah, but I don't seem to be having much luck.
Maybe you ought to try the morgue.
What are you talking about?
He's down there with a slug in his brain. Would you like to take a look at him?
Well, I don't imagine I can do him any good. I'd sooner take a look at Mrs. Graham. Now, her, I may be able to help.
I didn't kill Danny, Mr. Waring. You've got to believe me.
And how come you didn't see the murder in?
My back was to the door.
You didn't hear it open?
It was open all along. I just came in.
What time was that?
It was exactly 3:20. I remember looking at my watch. Danny bought it for me. He was always buying me presents.
He sounds like the type. How do you explain the gun being found in the room?
I don't know.
You know how your fingerprints got on it?
I don't remember. I was so dazed... I must have picked it up without thinking.
You weren't so dazed that you couldn't take your child and head for LaGuardia Airport.
I didn't realize what I was doing.
Did you realize you had a fight with your husband?
That's a lie.
Well, then why did Sergeant Corbett...
What is this, the third degree? Just what side are you on?
I want to be on yours, Pearl, but you've got to let me.
Danny and I never had any trouble.
Well, I heard...
I don't care what you heard. He was a good husband and a wonderful father.
Yeah, I know, and he was always buying you presents.
He was. He never looked at another woman.
No. And who was this Hazel one of the neighbors heard you yelling about?
I don't know any Hazel.
Didn't you accuse your husband of going away with her?
No. Danny was going away on business for Mr. DeSantis.
Yeah, so we're back to DeSantis again. Have you any idea where I can find him?
No. Danny never told me.
No, that's right. Danny never told you anything.
That's because he was considerate. He never wanted me to worry.
He sounds too good to live. No wonder someone knocked him off.
All right, Pearl, I'll do what I can.
Hiya, Mike.
Well, what'll it be?
Oh, just a cup of coffee, Ed.
I hear you got yourself a new case.
Yeah. Incidentally, did you know Danny Graham?
Yeah, I used to drop by occasionally until I discouraged it.
You know the man he worked for?
Who's that?
Mr. DeSantis.
Yeah, I think
DeSantis.
It is. Now, hold on a minute.
No.
Well, pass the word along, will you? If you can give me a lead, I'll be
back. Waring.
Yeah?
Your phone's on.
Who is it?
They don't say.
All right, thanks. Hello?
You Mike Waring?
That's right.
I hear you're looking for me.
Who's this?
Fred DeSantis.
Oh, this is a great pleasure, Mr. DeSantis. I was beginning to believe you didn't exist.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm working for Pearl Graham.
Pearl Graham?
Yeah, her husband Danny was employed by you. I was wondering if we couldn't sit down somewhere, have a little talk.
I think you'd find it more profitable if you talked to Larry Sloan.
Larry Sloan?
Yeah, look him up. He's stopping at the Wickersham.
Well, what's he got to do with this mess?
I'm not going to do all your work.
Well, where can I reach you?
That's kind of hard to say. I'm always on a move. But don't worry, Waring. I'll keep in touch.
Hello, Sloan.
Do I know you?
I don't think so. My name is Mike Waring.
Not the buzzard. I mean the falcon.
He may have had it right the first time.
Well... what do you want?
My client needs your help.
The client?
A girl named Pearl Graham.
Oh, is that the widow?
Then you know her husband was murdered.
Yes, I heard it on the radio. Sad, wasn't it?
Very.
Well, now that we've got that settled, I don't think there's anything else to talk about.
Oh, I don't know. Fred DeSantis thought we ought to get together.
DeSantis?
Mm-hmm.
You spoke to him?
Not more than 10 minutes ago.
Cy?
Yeah?
This is Mike Waring.
Glad to know you, Cy.
Frisk him.
Sure.
Yeah, look, fella, if you don't mind...
Ah, shut up.
This is my best suit.
Well, I'm giving it a good press. He's clean, Larry.
Well, that's the way my mother brought me up.
Oh, this kid's a ball of fire.
Yes, yeah. Maybe we'll have to put him out. Where is DeSantis Waring?
I have no idea.
You said you spoke to him.
On the phone.
You're lying.
I'd like to see you try that again.
Let me...
Come on, Waring, get up.
I said, get up.
Where is DeSantis?
I wouldn't tell you if I knew.
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a guy who's stubborn. All right, Cy. Break him down. Well?
He still ain't talking, Larry.
And what'd you come out for? Get back in there.
It's no use. He's out cold. You gotta hand it to the guy. He's got the constitution of an ox.
He knows where we can find DeSantis.
Well, if he does, he ain't telling. Look, Sloan, I've been doing a little thinking.
Have you?
Yeah. Much as I hate to say this, I think we can kiss that doe goodbye.
Oh, you think so?
Well, for all we know, that Danny Graham might have handed.
Mm-hmm. When did you think of that?
Well, I don't think I understand you, Larry.
Sure you do, Cy. You're no dope.
Thanks.
You know, something just occurred to me. After Danny left here, you went to get the car.
Mm-hmm.
You were gone a long time.
And I told you, I was low on gas, so I thought I'd better fill up.
Where'd you go for it? Texas?
Oh, no, that's not right, Larry. You don't hear me making accusations. After all, you weren't around when I got back.
I went to look for you.
Where, in Texas?
Don't you be smart.
And I'll tell you, Sloan. When people don't trust each other, it's no good.
So?
So, suppose I bow out.
You mean, just like that?
Why not?
Well, look what you invested in this thing.
It was only time.
Still, I feel you got something coming to you for all your trouble.
Forget it.
No, I wouldn't feel right. Stick around, Cy. I'll see you get yours.
I hope I didn't disturb you.
How did you get in here?
The door was open. I got to talk to Larry about that. He's very careless.
Where is he?
I don't know. He and that Cy Nichols fellow must have gone out.
Well, what's your name?
Hazel.
Hazel?
Hazel Fulton. What's yours?
Waring.
Well, I'm very glad to make your acquaintance, Mr. Waring.
Likewise. Your part might not getting up.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to it. Every time you come into this room, there's someone stretched out on the bed.
That's so. Who was the previous occupant?
Danny Graham.
Danny Graham?
Yeah, you know him?
Very well.
Well, it certainly is a small world.
It certainly is. You phoned Graham's apartment last night.
Who told you that?
My spies.
Well, don't let on to Larry, will you? He's awful jealous.
What did you want with Graham?
Just wanted to find out how he was. I haven't seen him I bet it must be at least 5 years.
Had he changed much?
Nah, I would have known him anywhere. I got a wonderful memory for faces. Now, take yours, for example.
Yeah, I wish someone would. It's not doing me any good.
Oh, you shouldn't talk that way, Mr. Waring. You got a lot of character in your face. Just because it's all banged up don't make any difference.
It does to me.
No, I'm serious. Now, on the other hand, you take Larry.
I'd love to. Any idea where I can find him?
Well, he just opened an office in the Parker Building, but I don't suppose he'd be there, do you?
No, I don't suppose so. But we're not doing anything, so what have we got to lose?
I think it's down this way, Mr. Waring. Yeah, that's right. See? 419.
Hazel, you're wonderful. How long have you been in town?
Well, I just got in this afternoon. Boy, was that plane jammed.
How'd you know about this office?
Huh?
Well, if you only got in this afternoon, who told you Sloan had an office in this building?
He wrote me. What did you think?
I don't know what to think. You're a very strange girl, Hazel.
You really mean that?
I can't make out it.
You were saying?
It's open.
So what's the matter?
Well, it's easy to see you never listen to mystery shows.
Ooh, I think they're awful.
Well, where's the light switch?
I got it.
My, that boyfriend of yours is quite sloppy, isn't he?
Larry? Well, he's as neat as a pin.
Well, this is a heck of a way to leave an office. Here, just look behind this door. Now, take it easy, Angel.
Oh, it's Larry's friend.
Yeah. How are you, Cy?
What are you doing?
The last time we met, he tried to make me talk, so I thought I'd do as much for him. Well, you can't say I didn't try.
What now, Mike?
Now, Angel, the police.
Homicide, Sergeant Corbett.
How you doing, Sergeant?
Oh, Mike?
Yeah.
Well, you've been keeping yourself. Your client's been asking for you.
I'll just tell Mrs. Graham she's got nothing to worry about. I'll be down in 5 minutes with the proof she didn't kill her husband.
What's your idea of proof?
Ever hear of a lad named Cy Nichols?
There was a Cy Nichols who used to run with Capone.
Wouldn't be surprised if that's the boy. I just found his body.
Yeah, where?
In Larry Sloan's office.
I heard Sloan was in town.
Oh, yes. He's definitely moved in, Sergeant. You'd be surprised how quickly he picked up our local customs.
What's all this got to do with your client?
Well, it figures that the same party who killed Danny Graham killed Cy Nichols.
Well?
Well, what's wrong with you, Corbett? Nichols couldn't have been murdered more than an hour ago, and for the last 24 hours, you've had my client under lock and key.
Guess again, Mike. Mrs. Graham raised 10 grand worth of bail at 7:30 tonight.
She didn't.
And if you think that's something, wait till you hear the payoff. The guy who put up the dough was your friend, Larry Sloan.
Well, the sergeant's news has probably surprised Mike. But me, I prefer more pleasant surprises. Mike, the first time I ever sat down to enjoy a salad topped with delicious Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Has a flavor so pleasing.
Miracle Whip.
Tastes so lively, so teasing.
Miracle Whip.
Only one of its kind.
Miracle Whip.
Best salad dressing you'll find.
Miracle Whip is the only one of its kind. Because it's a different type of salad dressing. Made from a secret craft recipe. Miracle Whip combines the best qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. So it's truly distinctive and delicious. With a flavor millions of folks call just exactly right. Try it, won't you? One taste will tell you why it's America's favorite salad dressing. The one and only Miracle Whip. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. Just 20 minutes have passed since Mike Waring learned that Pearl Graham was released on bail supplied by Larry Sloan. Now as we find the Falcon and Hazel.
Is this your apartment?
What does it say on the door?
Michael Waring, private detective. Hey, you're a detective.
Yeah, but don't breathe it to a soul. I'd hate for it to get out.
Gee, you must be a real lifesaver.
Nah, don't let that hole in my head fool you.
Huh?
You see it better when I turn on the lights.
No, let me.
You know, I'm going to have to change the lock on that door. This seems to happen every week.
Well, you've got such a wonderful location, you can't blame people for making it the headquarters. Hello, Hazel.
Don't you talk to me, Fred.
Oh, I take it you two know each other.
You don't hear me boast about it.
Well, you might introduce me just the same.
I'm Fred DeSantis.
I thought so. You won't believe this, DeSantis, but I've been looking all over for you.
Well, that makes us even because I've been looking all over for you. Where's your client?
My client?
Danny Graham's wife. She's got 65 grand of my dough.
You're a liar, Fred. It ain't your money. Larry's got as much right to it as you have. I'll leave it to him.
Keep your mouth shut, Hazel.
No, let her talk.
I'd like to see someone stop me. Let me ask you, Mr. Waring. Just because Larry made a mistake and trusted Fred to grab the payroll from the Mayfair plant while Larry was busy covering...
I told you to shut up.
It's a free country.
That dough belongs to me, Waring.
Well, what do you expect me to do about it?
Get it from Pearl Graham. She's got it.
How do you figure that?
Because a girlfriend of mine turned it over to her husband. I gave him a note for it.
So?
So if they didn't find it on Danny's body, who else could have grabbed it?
I never thought of that.
Did you, Sergeant?
Frankly, no.
Hey, what's he doing here?
Playing cops and robbers. Did you hear enough, Corbett?
You betcha. He's going to make a great witness against your client.
He'll make a better one against himself.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's getting late, DeSantis. And if you don't get it by now, believe me, you certainly will at Sing Sing. Hey, Eddie, this coffee's awful good.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Yours okay, Sergeant?
Yeah, it's well, Ed. Oh, say, Mike, just between us girls, will you admit that you were lucky?
I was lucky.
Yeah. There was no way on earth you could have pegged DeSantis for the killer.
Oh, well, it's as obvious as the hole in my head. Now, you grant me that the 65 grand he and Larry Sloan stole in that payroll heist was the motive for the killing.
Well,
then Sloan had to be innocent.
Why do you say that?
Because if Larry had the money, he wouldn't have bothered to bail out my client. He put up 10,000 hoping she'd lead him to 65. Would have been a good investment if it worked.
Yeah, that's practically what he told us when we picked him up.
Well, sure, it's the only thing that makes sense.
Well, what about your client?
Well, what about her?
Well, she could have murdered her husband.
Yeah, but not Cy Nichols.
Why not?
Well, first of all, Pearl had no motive. And second of all, she was with Sloan. So by a process of elimination, it had to be DeSantis. See, he killed Graham because Danny double-crossed him. Then he went to work on Cy Nichols, hoping you'd pin it on Sloan and get Larry out of his hair.
Oh, then DeSantis had the dough all along?
That's right. When Pearl Graham grabbed her kid and beat it after Danny's murder, DeSantis just walked in and helped himself to the loot.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you overlooking something?
I don't think so.
Well, aren't you forgetting Hazel?
Oh, say, you're right, I am. Thanks for reminding me. So long, Ed. I'll be seeing you, Sergeant.
Imagine this. Rich, delicious, chocolate-flavored malted milk made right in your own kitchen. Good idea, isn't it? And it's easy to make, too, with Kraft's wonderful chocolate-flavored malted milk. Here's how you do it. Make a tasty paste of some Kraft malted milk and a little milk in the bottom of a tall glass. Fill that glass with chilled milk, stir it again, and you have it. A delicious Kraft malted. Real nourishing as well, because it's full of all the food values in milk. Enjoy a Kraft malted often. Get a jar of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk from your grocer tomorrow. The Case of the Bashful Boss. The Case of the Bashful Boss. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon when Mike Waring learns that some people operate on the theory that the way to keep a bad man down is to shoot him down. So be sure to listen at this same time next week to another exciting Adventure of the Falcon brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The Adventures of the Falcon, transcribed today, are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written tonight by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon with Chuck Webster as Sergeant Corbin. This is Ed Hurley speaking for the Kraft Foods Company.